It's Thursday, March 5th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Four things to know today. SMBs plan to spend more on IoT than security. Two bits of information with two new ideas for services in your practice. And SETI at Home comes to an end. This is the Business of Tech. New research from CNBC and SurveyMonkey of small businesses reveals that investing in technology is top of mind for small business owners, with 44% planning to invest in resources related to Internet of Things and less than half of that in cybersecurity, just 20%. Verizon's 2019 Data Breach Investigations report found that 43% of cyber attacks target small businesses and 52% of breaches specifically come from hacking. And per the FBI's new study, cybercrime victims have paid out more than $140 million to ransomware attackers. So why do we care? First off, stats to discuss with customers. That's the lead here. It's revealing to see this discrepancy between security and IoT. The responsibility for having the security discussion lies on the provider community. And for me, this data says we need to do more. On Monday, I'll have some additional insights with a very revealing interview. Stay tuned. It may be more than just the responsibility. Here's a specific infrastructure warning for all of you out there. Starting this month, browsers are set to block HTTPS sites using TLS 1.0 and 1.1. This change was announced 2 years ago, but reports indicate that more than 850,000 websites still use these protocols. Chrome 81 and Firefox 74, releasing later this month, and a new version of Safari will remove this support, and Edge 82 from Microsoft will release at the end of April. Why do we care? Well, here's a very simple service everyone can do for customers right now. Scan their websites to make sure they aren't one of the nearly 1 billion sites out there left to upgrade, and check any services they use to ensure they're upgraded too. There's some value you can deliver right now. New research from MIT reveals insight into human behavior around fact-checking. According to these findings, the tagging and removal of some information on social media sites like Facebook results in people believing stories that haven't been marked or fact-checked even more. The researchers call this consequence the implied truth effect. Put simply, if a story is not overtly labeled as false when so many stories are labeled as false, well, then it must be true. Why do we care? This is data that seems pretty obvious once you've been told it. It also is an indication of the pure algorithmic approach to sorting falsehood really does have little to no possibility of working as a single solution. Media education is important. Here's me with consulting ideas today. As part of security education, why isn't reinforcement of trusted sources and media education part of that? There's a high-value, impactful service. From a tech angle, here's another notable milestone. The SETI at Home project, which leverages extra computing resources on personal computers for extraterrestrial research, will end on March 31st. The researchers have indicated that the project has hit the point of diminishing returns, and they will be focused on looking at the data and drawing conclusions. The project will be leveraged by other astrophysics projects, or users can consider supporting Folding at Home, which is distributing computing research for disease research, drug design, and other medical purposes, including COVID-19. Why do we care? Pour one out for this project, which has been one of those great ideas that really did happen and ran for 21 years. Its value was not only the scientific gains, but also that it made distributed computing into a very concrete example for many. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. Today, no COVID-19 news intentionally. We needed to make sure to cover other things as well. A quick programming note, I've got a bonus episode coming up for you on Saturday. Heather Margolis giving us some insights into some of the ways laws have changed around marketing and what that means for the relationship with those selling indirectly. And on Monday, I'm going to have an extended episode with an interview you don't want to miss. If you like the show and you like the content, you can support it on Patreon at patreon.com/MSPradio on our Give What You Want model. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.